Greetings, friends. It's Eric the Freedom Streamer. Oh, we got a treat for you here. If you're not here, you ain't nowhere. We are here across from Buffalo Bills Stadium in Buffalo, New York. There's got to be at least 100 people here and more piling in. There's a line of cars in the driveway waiting to pull into the parking lot. So we're in the parking lot across the street from Bills Stadium. We got Peter Harding on the bullhorn. There's a huge crowd here getting bigger and bigger. Every mainstream prostitute news outfit in town is here. So we give kudos to the prostitutes. They're here doing the right thing, covering real news today. You can follow us at courtroomwatch.com and, of course, the antideepstateparty.com. People are driving by honking their horns. The news cameras are here. The flags are waving. We got multiple American flags. We have Don't Tread on Me flag. We have Cuomo Sucks flag. We have every type of flag imaginable. Every type of patriot is here. Man, woman, child, old, young, different shapes, colors, just people who want freedom. So we really value things like this. Put together by Pete Harding and Breathe Free New York. Also the New York State Alliance for Constitutional Freedoms. And, of course, Courtroom Watch and Anti-Deep State Party, where you can get no mask letter that's good for at least for New York State. You could probably extrapolate that into other states as well. How you doing, sir? What do you think about this? Is it?
Who are you?
I'm Eric from CourtroomWatch.com.
All right, David Torque.
Dave, nice to meet you.
Freelance
photographer Dave Torque with us here, and he's enjoying the protest as well. We appreciate him being here with a nice rig and going to get some good high-quality video footage and filled as well, so this is great. Thank you. I'll take them for sure. Beautiful. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. We'd like to... Beautiful. Quite the protest, people. If you're not here, you're nowhere. You can follow this. It's going to be all over the news, I'm sure. So we appreciate everybody coming down on this cold winter evening. David, we'll talk to you in a second. I'm doing an audio blog. Thanks for joining us. So... here we are. We had the big event on Friday night where the sheriffs and the health department showed up in Orchard Park, New York, to hassle a group of 100 local business owners who were just trying to put food on the table and stay open. For a virus that has a 99% survival rate, shutting down the entire country is certainly not appropriate, and we stand on our constitutional grounds of freedom. Problem is, the system has placed us in an unlawful maritime jurisdiction. We want to get back to the land, and we are here. Oh, lady coming with more flags and signs. Beautiful. We got Cuomo Sucks. Don't Tread on Me. American flags. How you doing? Good. Cars are driving by the thousands, honking their horns. So there's plenty of public support for this event. We really appreciate what's going on. Peter Hardy, come on over. We're right in the middle of an audio blog here, so say hi to our friends at Courtroom Watch and Anti-Deep State.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Let us know what you're doing here, bro.
We have a reopened business. Oops, shit. There it goes. There you go. We have reopened businesses here. Robbie De Niro, local owner of Athletes Unleashed, gym owner, freedom fighter and warrior, ex-Marine. He tried to keep it.
Always a Marine.
Always a Marine. He tried to keep his establishment open in March, and they came down hard on him. Department of Health officials came down hard on him. They weaponized the agency against him. They came in with code enforcement officer, threatened to shut down his electric. Plenty of space, way under occupancy. Plenty of space to so-called social distance, wear masks, do whatever. They didn't want to hear it. They just wanted to shut him down. He stayed shut down. He complied. This time he said, no, it's enough.
Good for him.
Good for him. We had a small business seminar there. Hang on 1 second, guys. Hang on.
What is it? Just
keep the driveway clear here. Just keep the driveway clear. Where the ropes out. And sorry, guys. Sorry. So he had a small business seminar. He was motivated. As a patriot, he was motivated to get his crew together, he wanted to get his crew together. He's got a big gym. He's got a big following.
And a big heart.
Big heart. Huge heart. You know, great mind, brilliant mind. He came up with some great ideas for a rally and a protest. Do it at 5 o'clock in Orchard Park on one of the busiest intersections in the Southbound.
Huge.
Right around the corner from him. Athletes Unleashed. If you guys are in the Western New York area, look him up. Robbie De Niro on Facebook.
Yes, beautiful.
Great patriot. It is right now. We have I don't even know how many cars.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
100 cars. We had a line. I just looked over there. There was a line of cars trying to get in here. This is awesome.
It's about 100 cars we've got. Lines of people pulling in. And everybody just beeping their horns. We got some people driving by American flags. The news is here. I got to tell you what, I got to send a special shout out to Channel 2 WGRZ News because they have been instrumental in helping us. They are telling the fair story. They are telling the compelling story at this point. We have some serious advocates, and when we think that local news media aren't representing us, or we don't think that they're representing us in a fair way, I can promise you they are. They're trying to do everything that they can do. Their interest is in trying to keep the greater agenda that we know is there. They want to be fair, and they're telling our side of the story, so I want to thank them.
That is a beautiful thing, and on that electricity thing, the turn-off of the electricity, have you heard anything else on that, or
see? Hey, guys, just keep this driveway clear, please. Just keep this driveway clear so people can pull in.
Oh, any word on that yet? Because we're trying to do a phone blitz on the CEO of New York State Electric and Gas, which is owned by Avangrid, which is owned by the Emir of Kuwait. I'm sorry, Qatar. The Qatari Investment Authority owns the electric company. So I thought that was precious that the Emir of Qatar is going to decide probably ultimately whether to turn off the guy's electricity. But have you heard from the local people whether anything expressed or anything?
Yes, absolutely. Buffalo Police. Some other local law enforcement agencies, and the two things that they do. They try to intimidate you with lies. They don't even give you facts. And we saw that the other night on the video that we had at his establishment. They're just going to lie. They're programmed, they're brainwashed, they're indoctrinated. They're going to do and say whatever they got to do to try to get you to close because they sincerely believe, whether it's malicious or not, they believe that they're saving people by not wearing masks. So that's their first step. The second tactic is they're going to issue tickets, and then they're going to use the police department to monitor your establishment and arrest anybody that goes up to it.
Oh.
Make sure nobody goes up to the doors, exactly. The next thing that they do is they shut down with the code. They remove your certificate of occupancy, and they shut your electric off. And then you can't do business if you're going to stay open. So they got it down. All of it is criminal. All of it is unconstitutional. All of it is illegal. But no courts are hearing it. No courts will hear it.
Well, we do have the recent rulings from Judge William Stickman III out of Pennsylvania District 3 federal court decision that ruled Governor Wolf's orders, which were very similar to Governor Cuomo's in New York, were unconstitutional on multiple grounds, both 14th and First Amendment grounds. And his 66-page decision is crucial. We'll get that posted up at courtroomwatch.com for everybody to read. These lower courts and police should be abiding by, under stare decisis, they should be abiding by that federal court decision, which is now court case precedent. And we need to get the word out to all the police about that decision by Judge William Stickman III, who was a Trump appointee and did the right thing by ruling in favor of the constitutional ground favorably for freedom. And on that electricity thing, if I read the Nuremberg Principles correctly, it's a violation of international law to deprive anyone or any group of people of shelter, food, energy, heat, and all the necessities of life. So we're looking at crimes against humanity. And along those lines, we have the Corona Investigative Committee, which is a group of lawyers suing the largest tort claim ever for the coronavirus scandal. They're calling it, there's only a PCR test pandemic. There is no actual virus pandemic. And I think the 99% survival rate bears that out, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely it does. You've seen that the death rate on this for ages 0 to 70 is 0.05. That is half of what it is for the flu.
For the flu.
Seasonal flu.
And what happened to the flu? Where'd that go?
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
Gone.
Completely disappeared.
Bye-bye.
0.01, 10% of the death rate for 0 to 40. And that's all people. If they have something, if they're at risk,
right, that includes the risk
everybody.
People. Yes, right. So this is ridiculous what's going on. And we are here protesting that here right across the street from Buffalo Bill Stadium. Thanks for joining us, everybody. He's going to do a little bullhorning. We're going to stay right on here and give you a flavor of what's going on. Make sure you get to courtroomwatch.com and download your vaccine liability letter, your refusal to wear a mask letter, which is drafted by a real lawyer who wishes to remain anonymous and pertains to the lockdown orders in New York. Hey, sir, how's it going? No, I didn't yet. What's that? Oh, beautiful. What's your name?
Walter.
Walter's here with us, passing out excellent literature, folks. So we want to say thank you to Walter. We're going to read this later. We're going to put this on my clipboard. Hang with us, people. This is a fluid situation. And the big-time news outlets are all here. And they know where the news is, so they're doing the right thing by coming here and covering a freedom event.
I got to stop saying it to everybody, so I need a couple of people to help me keep this driveway clear, all right? out here on the street, guys.
We're keeping the driveway open so people can get into the parking lot easily. We're trying not to act like the left-wing protesters who screw stuff up. We're trying to go with the flow and keep the flow going. Now, listen, Peter, no floor playing in traffic. You're going to give me a heart attack.
All right. No more playing in traffic.
Thank you. No playing in traffic.
Eric Jones, I met him 2 months ago. Absolutely fell in love with him. Amazing heart, beautiful spirit, beautiful soul. So blessed to have met him, guys. Every single person that he has helped is just so blessed and fortunate, man.
Thank
Absolutely
you, Pete. We appreciate that.
Freedom Fighter.
Thanks. We appreciate you, too. Awesome. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate that. So here across the street from Buffalo Bills Stadium, massive protest, massive amount of people here. It's got to be over 100 now. We're on our way to 150. The parking lot packed. Buffalo Bills Stadium's empty, but we're here. So in the mainstream news, though, what's going on is more people piling in as we speak. Wow, this is great. So Pete's been doing some more bullhorning. I'm going to get on that bullhorn probably in a little while. I can't resist that temptation. I'm looking at a pickup truck here that has an American flag at the top of it, like they're doing the Iwo Jima thing. And this is beautiful. And they got a monster sound system with home speakers that they got all over the truck. Hey, my brother, thanks for coming. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
I'm Eric from Courtroom Watch. You want to talk to our listeners? How you doing? What's your name?
My name is Derek Gibson.
Derek Gibson is here. Yes. We're glad to see Derek here, and we're looking at this truck with those speakers. And rumor has it there's a microphone we can plug into those speakers, so we're really going to hit it. Oh, this is you. Oh, you're running for office?
I'm running for governor.
Get lost. All right, people, listen. You heard it here first now on Courtroom Watch. We have beautiful one of our black brothers, Mr. Gibson, here is running for New York governor, and I assume he's a freedom guy.
100%. That's why I'm here.
You'd treat this situation differently than Governor Cuomo is with his lockdowns and restrictions and heartless killing of the economy. How do you think there's going to be a better way to do this? Isn't there?
First of all, it is a better way to do it, and Governor Cuomo knows a better way to do it, but they've taken advantage of the COVID situation to bring in the New World Order. That's what it's all about.
Oh, am I glad you are awake. He knows about the New World Order. Very interesting that George Bush and Adolf Hitler both used the term New World Order. Find that very suspicious, you not?
Right, I do, but I'm opponent, and I understand why they use it.
Right.
But with this lockdown, they continue to lock us down for absolutely no reason. We are grown-ups who can make our own decisions. We know how to take care of ourselves. We do have 99% cure treatment out there. We do have the rapid test, which the states would not take up and give to the people so we can keep our economy up and open. So they have a long hand of things going on.
Big time. Boy, that's an understatement. They got at least some underhand of things going on.
Right.
I think a lot of it's under the table underhanded, which is payoff from Big Pharma.
Right.
Making an absolute fortune on PCR tests, masks, the vaccines, which will be upcoming. So there's a lot of money in this COVID thing. If you read the CARES Act, there's $100 billion to divide up between 10,000 hospitals and HMOs. So there's a lot of financial interest in keeping this COVID thing going. So we cannot trust the government liars. We need somebody honest like Mr. Gibson in there. Your first name is Derek?
My first name is Derek. Last name is Gibson. But the government is too big. We got to trim the fat off of it. That's the problem. We slept and they grew and then I got fat. We got to cut them back.
Beautiful, beautiful. You'll appoint some judges who will adjudicate on the land jurisdiction instead of this maritime law of the seas stuff that they have us under UCC law. Hopefully you will be interested in bringing our court appointees, the judges that you would be able to appoint as governor. Most of them are still elected, but some are appointed. And we would hope that you bring in constitutional-minded judges who will judge us on the land jurisdiction where we're protected by common law and the Constitution and not under some obscure international corporate law, international standards. Any comments on that?
Right, and that's what I plan on doing. I do not plan on using any other people there. It's already there because they are part of the problem, so we need to bring in constitutional people. We need to bring the freedom back to the people. We need to bring the power back to the people, the leadership to serve the people, not we, the people, serve the leadership. It's there, upside down.
There you go. They work for us. We don't work for them.
100%.
That is beautiful.
That's what I'm going to bring it to the table. I want to work for you. I want to hear what you want, and I want to try to enact that. But we need the Senate legislation. We need all of that to get these things done. We need to repeal the SAFE Act that has been taken away from the Gun Protection Act. We need to get rid of that.
You're going
to
get a lot of gun guys on your team with that one, and I can recommend some people in the SCOPE organization, SCOP. It's the Shooters Committee on political education, which you may be interested in looking into, and we can network you with them if you, is your contact information all on here? Okay, because I'm going to be getting a hold of you.
Thank you.
Oh, I want you to be governor. I really do. I think you'd be a great unifying
force. I don't want to be governor. I want to be governor in order to give the power back to the people. I want to be governor, be a tyrant like we have now.
I've been looking for somebody like you, and it was going to be me. I was going to start telling people just out of desperation, hey, pencil in Eric the Freedom Screamer for governor.
Right.
Mr. Chick Cuomo, but no, I like
you.
I think you'd be a great choice. So we're going to promote your candidacy. You're an honest guy. You're very well spoken. I think you can appeal to all different people and cultures, and that's going to bring us together in a way that we got to do. So that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed speaking with your audience out there. My name is Eric Gibson. I have a website at GibsonForNYSGovernor.com. You can go on there. You can check me out. You can donate. You can ask for $5 and $10, a small donation. I just need gas money and to get around.
You're a real guy. Well, you're going to have a lot of people who like you because you're a real guy. You're struggling like the rest of us.
Right. Amen.
We have to fund you and back you up to make sure that people like you get into office.
Right.
Wonderful.
And one more thing I want to tell you is that every one of you are essential. Y'all are bit everybody, not just doctor or this type of business or Walmart, but everybody's important. Every man has to feed his family. All of us are important.
Are essential.
Right, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and under Judge Stickman's recent decision out of the 3rd District Federal Court said that there's no such thing as a non-essential business. It's a violation of what's called equal protection under the 14th Amendment. And you can't say that one business is essential and another's not. Cuomo's got to be sick in the head to make the statement he did that, well, if you want a job, go get an essential worker job. They're out there. Oh, look, everybody in the state of New York. Hey, Teresa. Good. Hang on. Well, just stay here. We're doing an audio blog, so feel free to talk to me. Yeah, no, just stay. This is good. So there's no such thing as a non-essential business. It's prejudicial. It's discriminatory to tell anybody that they're not essential. There's no such thing as non-essential. We are all essential under God. What do you think?
Right, and that's correct. You know, God created a garden with many different colors. And every single one of us is important to Him, regardless of what we own, what we don't own. The man laying on the street just is important to one sitting in the governor's mansion.
There you go. Yep. And boy, what a great candidate you are for governor, man. I'm going to do everything in my power to see that you get into office. You're just the guy I was looking for. This is what you call serendipity or karma, however you want to call it, a blessing from the Lord to run into such patriots here. We got the tunes jamming. We got American flags. Don't tread on me flags. Cuomo sucks signs. Freedom people. I mean, there's got to be 200 people now. They're still packing in. We just had a giant truck pull in, more SUVs, people walking across the parking lot. It looks like a Led Zeppelin concert. So
I urge all citizens to take to the street. Let's push back. Do not fold to these dictators. That's what I'm going to call them. Don't fold to them.
What they are.
In fact, you have a constitutional right to do what you have to do within the law. You have a God-given right to do what you need to do. Take to the street. Don't be afraid. Push back. Let's send Cuomo and other dictators around America a message.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. Let me check and see how much time we got left in our audio blog here. And we will update here at, we got plenty of time. We're only at 19 minutes. Good. It seems like it's been an hour and a half already.
Right.
We give us an hour on the audio block. You know what I'm going to do also? I'm going to get you the, before you go, and to give you the phone number so you can call to an audio blog on our website. We got a couple of them. Corporate Watch, Anti-State Party, and all you have to do is call the number with an update, and you can talk to our people, and we'll get it out there through our social media. We have a new social media platform called Social 1776, and we're going to hope to be the next Facebook, but without the censorship.
Right.
freedom instead of censorship on that, so... that's going to be taken off soon, and if we can get funding, we're going to get our own server. So they can't even pull the server out from under us. We'll be independent, and that will be a real true media platform for the guy, for the people, people like you. You're a regular guy. I can tell. That's what we need. We need a regular, you know, regular old, regular dude.
A common man. That's what
I love it.
I can tell you I have 2 degrees, but let me tell you this, like, when I was being raised and my mother told me don't grow up to be an educated fool. So that's 10 degrees you have, without common sense, they are useless.
Without common sense, all the degrees of the world are useless.
Right.
That's beautiful.
Right.
All right. Man, we are loving this. So we're just going to take a look around here. We got dogs here and everything. I should have brought Benny with me.
Got everything out here.
Oh, my God, the line of people. Okay, we got to be up to well over 200 people here, folks, right across the street from the Buffalo Bills Stadium, which is totally empty and doing nothing.
Right.
So we're out here screaming freedom and doing everything. How you doing, Teresa?
Great. How are you?
Say hi to everybody.
Hi. What is this?
This is an audio blog we're doing for our website. So you can just, we're chatting and giving descriptions of what we have, speak freely, say hi to people. What do you think about all this stuff that's going on? What a crowd.
Hi, everybody. This is absolutely fantastic. I love this. We're going to start exercise class pretty soon because the gyms are closed.
Yep.
This is just so absolutely amazing. People need to stand up. We showed the whole world on Friday night that the people need to stand up against this tyranny that's going on and the communism that's getting pushed on us day by day.
It is communism, absolutely communistic, yep.
Absolutely. And people need to see that that's what it is. You know, wearing your mask and complying. Don't they see that they are looking exactly like the Chinese people?
We're China's open for business right now.
Yeah, right.
We're looking at Buffalo Bills Stadium.
It's like it is worse. You know,
unbelievable.
You know, the Chinese people are walking around in their masks because they have to, but the people here are doing it willingly.
Because we want to.
Yeah, because we want to. And we want to stay home. We want to close our business. What the heck is that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We're killing the country for a 99% survival rate.
Pete and Robbie right now to work out together. Pete and Robbie to work out together.
Yeah.
Okay, so by the way, people, they have workout equipment here. We have weights, and everybody's lifting weights.
I
know, I love this. You know, I always say, when the government tells you it's for your safety or for the safety of the children, you know first.
You know it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like if they say it's good, you got to know it's bad. And if they say it's bad, you probably got to know it's good.
That's right.
And almost do the opposite of everything they tell us, because we know that the largest group of liars in the world are government, and the most corrupt professions in the world are government and police, unfortunately, and so we're trying to remedy that situation out here. I'm looking at a line of people goes as far as the eye can see down the hill. I don't know where it ends. So we're probably up to 250 people now, going on 300. So this
it's
is really
more than that. This parking lot is full.
It's totally full. There's got to be 300 cars here. That means probably 500 people.
At least.
Wow.
Per car, that's 600 people. I mean, and they're still coming. They're still coming.
They're still piling in. It's just starting.
It hasn't even begun. And people, the gyms are closed, so we are exercising today outside in the street.
Beautiful. Up an iron on the sidewalk across the Bills Stadium. It doesn't get any better than this. What a crowd for a cold winter night. This is phenomenal.
So great.
Got the tunes jamming, got the flags, got signs.
Yeah, this is like a Bills what tailgate party.
It looks like a tailgate
without
party.
Alcohol.
Without the Bills.
Yeah, and without the Bills.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, what a shame. We're looking at an empty building. Oh, all right.
Woo. I am so proud of all these patriots standing tall for their country, making it the freedom bell ring again.
Make that freedom bell ring again, she says. That's beautiful.
What are you talking about?
We're going to take a break for a minute here, and I'm going to do this. We're going to sign off for this audio blog, and we're going to kick right back in. Eric, the freedom screamer, has to take a quick break, get something to drink. This is epic beyond epic. I'm sure this is going to be slaughtered all over the news, both prostitute and independent media. My voice is running out even, and that's rare. But I'm looking down here. We got so many freaking people. An enormous industrial strength tow truck just pulled in, and he's got all his lights going. So we got a huge light show going down here with the rush. We got the light show. We got hundreds of patriots, flags, signs. This is a real, man, everybody's lined. There must be, God, Lord, there's a lot of people here.
Holy shit.
Yeah, this is beautiful. All the Patriots are here, and we are very happy. You can hear the horns honking out there as we speak. This is beautiful. We've got the tow truck lights flashing. Pete Harding is full horning. We got a couple of freelance photographers here, which is great. All kinds of Patriots. It's turned into a giant Buffalo Bills-esque tail party without the Bills. So, this is beautiful. Thousands of cars are driving by honking their horn, peeps. The peeps are beeping. This is beautiful. What do we got? Another Don't Tread on Me flag. Beautiful. Crowd's starting to stretch all the way down the hill. Hi, Poochie. How are you? Glad you could make it here. Oh, sweetie. We got dogs here and everything. That's beautiful. Hi, honey. You smell Benny, do you? I was going to bring Benny, but I didn't know if I should. This is great. He's got a glow-in-the-dark harness. That's awesome. That's beautiful. No, that's great. Wonderful. Man, this is so cool.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, this is epic, folks. This is really going well here. I had no idea this many people would show up. I'm very, very happy. I mean, there's hundreds of people here. It looks like a rock concert. And they got the Rush showing, so you can't beat that. We got some good tunage, and we got good Patriots here. I'm going to stay right on until the hour runs out on our audio blog. So if you hear a break, you've got some bumper music kicking. We've got cool people I'm running into everywhere. I'm kind of wandering around here and checking out, see who might want to have a chat. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Oh, I want to talk to this guy.
Holy, this time we got a lot more people. How's it going, brother?
Eric from the court.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Eric?
Good.
For Charlie.
Yeah, we're on an audio blog right now. I wanted to see if I could get your video file from the video that you took at the courthouse that day.
Oh, sure.
That'd be great.
Yeah, if you could email me.
Yeah.
I just email it over to
you. He's got your email?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, he's got all my contact information.
What's your name again?
It's Nick Orticelli.
Nick. Oh, you're Nick. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember your face, and I was like, who's the guy with the yellow shirt who had a beard, I think, and he was filming?
The really handsome guy?
Because you were doing a lot of.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a lot of it.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, you guys did great. Were you there Friday night at the.
Yeah, I was right on the front line.
That was
yeah.
you right up
yeah.
there. Were you the one that picked me to jail?
Yeah.
You got a tap on the back for that. That was beautiful.
Got
to maneuver.
Right.
Yeah, how many people stand staring down armed agents of the state?
Right, yeah.
Numerous corporate agents being stared down by Nick, and he held his ground. Oh, there's a girl out there right in the middle of the road. Yikes. Oh, this is beautiful. We have a car parked in the middle of the road in the center lane, which is good. I hate to see anybody out the road like that. Oh, man. Wow, there's some ballsy people here, y'all. I tell you. Hey, Pete.
We're going to leave this open.
At some point, if I could bullhorn a little. Later, I'll
turn the
giant. Later, I'll my bullhorn a little bit, yeah. Hey, dude, we got the Rush, we got the light show.
Amazing.
You cannot beat this.
Hey, Mike Thomas. Why? I'm really happy to meet you. My son, Olivia, this is Charlie. Olivia, very nice to meet you. Charlie, very nice.
We got more supporters piling in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying hi to a few people.
Rush cars for this.
Big time. A couple more Don't Tread on Me flags. You know, where'd you get them? I need one of them. Hey, where'd y'all get the Don't Tread on Me flag from?
Oh, the Make America store.
Okay, I'll be there. Man, I'll be there.
Yep.
Very soon. The woman I take care of, an elderly old lady, said, I want a Don't Tread on Me flag.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you do. And yep. She said, I can only find them by lots of 100, though. I couldn't find any place to buy just a couple.
Made in America store.
Made in America store. Let's give them a plug, folks. We're doing an audio blog right now, so say hi to the folks out there at Anti-Deep State Party at CourtroomWatch.com.
Hey, everybody.
What's your name?
My name's Crystal.
Crystal, yeah. Crystal's out here waving a Don't Tread on Me flag. This is beautiful. There's got to be 300 or 400 people here by now, maybe 500. The parking lot's full. There's a couple hundred cars here alone and a couple of people per car. We got dogs. We got kids. We got cars coming in, too, so everybody get it together.
Holy shit, this place is jam set, y'all. People, if you're not here, man, I tell you, I wish you were. I know y'all want to be here, so I don't think you brought me your face. I'm just so happy. This is beautiful. This place is on fire. I mean, in a good way. And what a great protest. Everybody here is behaving themselves. Everybody's videoing. There's so many good patriots here that were, which makes me really happy to see all this outpouring of support for freedom. And we will not comply. Beautiful. You gotta love it. Tell that sign, we will not comply.
You got hundreds of people right now. So this is legendary, guys. This is legendary. This is the first time. This is the other night. Be here. Be a part of history.
One of the stores for not wearing a mask, and he's also organized this protest with help from a few other great patriots. Let's hear what's going on over here.
Burnstein says we've got to shut down
Which one?
Yeah.
The anti-deep state party.
Okay.
The anti-deep party.com.
Courtroom
watch.
So this is an open
courtroom
watch.
It's here.
What's here? And then health commissioner, come to one of our dinner tables. Come to one of our dinner tables. As Joe, you can't.
Talk to your employees, customers, and everybody.
This isn't about race. This isn't about gender.
Okay.
This isn't about politics. This isn't about left or right. This is about freedom. We were born with certain inalienable rights bestowed upon us by our Creator. Nobody can infringe upon those rights. Safety means nothing without freedom.
Freedom!
Freedom and the working man. Yeah, baby! Hey, if there's anybody else who wants to speak, come on up.
Oh, I'll take that. Pick you up on that one.
USA!
Got the people chanting USA now, which is very cool. Take a little quick break here, folks. We got the this protest is completely epic. it's a viral city. We got people going, good Lord, stretching all the way down. Stretching all the way down the hill there towards the shopping plaza. Here we are again, once again, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We're across the street from Buffalo Bills Stadium. The stadium's empty, ghost town, because of the dipstick in sitting in the chief executive office of the state. And, however, across the street, the parking lot, it's unbelievable. Beautiful. It's like the best rock concert I've ever been to. And we're really getting something done here. We're not just jerking around idolizing the Rolling Stones or the Who or whoever. We're getting it done for freedom out here. So we'll wander around a little bit. See who else we run into. Cars are driving by honking their horns. I have hundreds and thousands. This is beautiful. Man, I never seen so many people here waving flags. This one, dude, this is like, you don't see this crowd at the 4th of July parade anywhere. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I wish y'all were here, but you're going to see it. There's going to be a video coming in from this event. Let me get, I'm going to try to wander around and see if I can get somebody else to...
Hey, guys.
Mail me a file of this.
Thanks so much for coming out tonight to support your locally owned small businesses and the freedom movement. Your presence speaks volumes and means more than you will ever know. Your impact is made in the most beautiful way. For those of you who don't know me, and that's pretty much almost everybody, my name is Melissa, and I'm an entrepreneur and a mother of four. While I don't own a brick-and-mortar business, I still feel responsible and compelled to stand with you tonight in solidarity and complete copious amounts of empathy for what each of you is living through. For the past 9 months, I've watched our local communities adhere to strict, faceless guidelines and restrictions that come up with some creative ways to conduct their kick-ass businesses and do what they can to keep their shops open. I commend you all on the job well done, and I am blown away by how hard you have worked to build what you have and keep it afloat and faithfully serve your patrons.
Get as much of this event as you can on your...
I personally support your business and will continue to do so, and I'm sure I
can
hear when I say that.
I want to help you. Get just a potpourri of...
Why can Walmart stay open, but our local furniture stores have to close? Why can Hobby Lobby stay open, but local boutiques barely getting by. It's the land of the free and the place where people come to thrive and create a life alongside the people that they love. So if you're fed up and you've had enough and you're ready to take up your business, and reclaim our freedom, I want to hear you sing louder than you've ever seen.
Unbelievable. Everybody's hitting it today. That was Emily. She had a lot to say. That was beautiful. I hope this is coming through okay. There's going to be, you know, maybe a few audio issues here because we're doing the audio blog. Video will be pending. A lot of people, a lot of cameras here. So we're going to definitely get some footage of this.
Hey, listen, everybody. We've got a summer rally slash speaker.
That's where we're going next, folks. The Marine says we don't need to stop ass, and dude says we can stop ass. There's a lot of military guys here. It's a lot of people who fought for this country in combat. I believe the gentleman who was hassled by the sheriff and the health department on Friday, which video went viral, I believe he did 17 years in the Marine Corps. What do they say, once a Marine, always a Marine? So he's out here fighting for God and for country and for freedom. This is awesome. You can hear the horns honking. Tubes are jamming. Flags are waving. Patriots are coming. Comes some new people popping in. How you doing? Good. Epic. Just great, man. I can't believe how many people are here. I'm happier than a pig in you-know-what. All the prostitutes are here as far as the media, and they haven't left. I've never seen them come hang around. Hey, bro.
John.
Yeah, don't forget to email me that, okay?
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of footage, right?
I do.
I want to post it. Did you get my email correct there? Did we get Eric New York? Make sure you got that right.
Yeah, let me get that one again. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I will give you my phone number, too.
Yeah, who's that phone?
Did I give you a mask? Did I give you a mask letter to get you out of wearing a mask? Did I give you one of these?
No. Eric?
Yeah, Eric New York, spelled right out.
Yeah, I got the R in there. That was why. New York
at ProtonMail. I have a gift for you. This is your get out of mask free card. This was drafted by a lawyer who was prevented from getting into an event.
Eric New York. That's the one.
Yeah.
I should be.
Some there, people come bounce back or it goes through, and they'll give you my phone number. And I want to get a post up soon on this to get our people.
Sound went.
What's that?
John. Yep, that one went. Okay.
Okay, beautiful. Take my phone number, 585, if anything goes down. 585.
7-3-0-9-2-2-0.
0. 0. Yep. And the sooner you can send me that video file, if you put it in a, you know, in some kind of file that I can easily email that to my webmaster and he'll post it up. How many people do you think are here? Several hundred at least, right?
I counted about 130 cars. That was at least a half an hour.
And everybody's coming 2 or 3 or 4 per car. Okay, that's great. So we're close to 5 much. That's a beautiful thing.
That's me. I'm also a state committee member for the Libertarian Party in New York.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I'm from the central area.
Can you just send me a text? Okay, good. My memory's getting full, so I won't be able to read this until I get home here. Take this.
Yeah, I'm from the critical. Shenango, area.
Make a gazillion copies.
Sure.
And if you can, there's some shaded areas where you want to highlight with a yellow marker. It kind of takes people's eye to the operative
clauses. This is based on Cuomo's executive order and the Americans with Disabilities Health.
Yep.
And you don't have to wear a mask as long as you can. You have breathing trouble, and which everybody does who wears a mask.
Yep.
You have the right to say no, and it applies to employees as well as customers. You know?
Yeah, my fiance is actually, she's not in Staten Island, but she's also on the board of a, she represents the special needs children, D75.
Oh, wow, okay.
She got elected to the committee.
Oh, good for her.
And she's on there, and she's been fighting tooth and nail to have these masks. They had that compromise, okay? And one of the compromises they had to do was they tried to say no random testing, but the compromise that they ended up making, they got a resolution passed to at least not have the kids tested without the presence of a parent or their doctor there.
That's a big deal, because that's going to make it much more difficult for them to just force the test down their throat or up their nose or wherever.
Especially when it comes, I mean, I believe this for any child, but especially, you know, with somebody who has sensory issues or special needs, you can't just have some stranger be sticking things into their body, you know, and not know their history of how they're going to respond to something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. Oh, man, that's great that she's doing that.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
She's getting fought. Here's the now, they're fighting.
Oh, of course, the devil is everywhere.
They try to call another meeting to try to get the resolution unpassed.
Oh.
Crazy. Now they close down the schools down there, and, you know, what I see, with Cuomo's recent guilt trips here, trying to tell us that if we love our families, then we'll tell them
to stay away from them. Yeah, no, that ain't the way it works.
I think what's coming down the pike here is the same kind of guilt trip that's going to be put on our heads that, okay, if you love your kids, now that we have this vaccine, you have to give it to them if you wanted to go back to school.
Yeah.
If you want to shake your fist and tell us to open the school.
Right,
it's
well, right. Here's right. You want to open? Yeah, here. So love is in a needle.
I think that's what's coming.
Yeah, oh, God. Well, don't take it.
And I hope I'm proven wrong. I'd rather be proven wrong in any one of my conspiracy theories or presumptions, right, than actually be naive and then be blindsided that we didn't give it a second thought.
There you go. That's a very clear-headed way of looking at things. And we could try to get the rest of the American people thinking that way. We'd be in good shape.
Yeah. I'm going to grab some more videos.
You going to go to Breeze?
Which party?
You going to go to Breeze after this?
Is that thing that's going on?
Yeah, but 6 or 7, Golf Cart City.
I'll probably be there.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, because we need to set her up with a little backup so she doesn't get hassled like they did on Friday night.
Yeah, the moment might be coming. Did you hear what's his name?
Bolgars?
Did you hear what he said earlier in his
most of it? Yeah,
was asked about this situation.
Yeah, he said, well, that's in the hands of others, like an implied threat, like, you know, the troops are going to show up.
Yeah.
So hey, let them show. We'll be there ready for them. I mean, we're just going to greet them with loving rejection.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Got some freedom screaming over the bullhorn there. That's beautiful. This is great. So the crowd's still wandering around, people up and down the sidewalk. I haven't seen so many people in one place in a long time, and this is really, really, really good news. Men, women, children, dogs, cats, you name it. Sounds from the event. Oh, it's beautiful. So the protest is still kicking here across the streets of the Bills Stadium. Stadium's empty. Protest is kicking. We're so happy about this. So many patriots here. A lot of women. This is really good. It's encouraging to see, you know, the females here and, you know, being brave and taking a stand for freedom, where a lot of men might still be sitting home. Hey, bro. Good. So, yeah, they've got a guy taking some good video, and there's a couple of freelance photographers here that it's going to be good to have. If we can get a couple of shots from them, that's going to be a big deal. That's going to be really cool. He had some nice rig. You can tell who the real photographers are, usually. I think he said he counted 130 or 150 cars, and most people here carpool. They came in a group. So multiply that times 3. Now we've got 400 people here.
go have a chat with Emily and tell her good job. She's got an American flag as a cape. Liberty is not essential. Good sign. Liberty is not essential. I mean, what did I say? Liberty is essential. I'm sorry. That one, right. So, yes, liberty is essential. Oh, another doggy. I got the tooth jammed and everything. Right to throw that.
Sorry.
Hi, Boogie, how are you?
Oh, my doggy Benny. Tell Benny, don't you?
Benny, you're here. Hi, good boy. We got the Billy Squire gig, another tune. This is cool. A lot of time to say freedom is essential, so this is really cool.
Where's the...
Hi, yes, I like you too.
100%.
I haven't had this in
2 months. Where did she go?
Can you sign this to Sheriff Howard? It's a notice to act.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I got something for you too.
Oh, what's that?
A get out of masking free card written by a lawyer that will get you out of wearing a mask as either a customer or an employee.
Okay. I know fair one.
No,
nobody gives me a hard time. This is what I already have.
For people who might be stuck having to wear one,
yeah,
this might be very helpful for them.
Okay.
Print out a gazillion copies.
From
Silver Illegal, from a lawyer, super anonymous, Silver Illegal basis for mask mandates in New York.
Okay.
It cites a whole bunch of stuff that really works. So we've had success with that.
I gave you one of these.
Yeah, I gave you one of these. No, we're good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Let me give you one of these. If you go to constitutionallawgroup.us,
okay,
there's all kinds of information on it.
Excellent. Thank you. So we're walking up to the corner here. Oh, there's a corner store right up here. People are kind of hanging out. Oh, they're all at the corner, too. This is awesome. Okay, where is... I need to find Emily. I have a few words with the nice lady who had a lot to say on... where's the other lady with the cape, flag cape?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see anyone.
Yeah, no, she won the vote. Yeah, was that a bullet?
It was down there.
Down there, okay.
It was a black bullet. It had a little hat.
Yeah, and then the flag breaks over. I think she's wearing... Wait, a horse? No, we about to grab here. Holy shit. This place is packed.
Hi, there's my buddy.
Hi,
sweetie. How are you?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
has the drone. It's still hanging in there. Cold winter night. People are kicking.
We got a little chat that we like to do. So if you guys aren't a part of the Marching Patriots, I'll tell you right now.
Marching Patriots.
Right, that's right. We march every single week, guys. Every week we march. And this week we march at Chickamauga. We're meeting at the town hall. Let's not let this die. This is on Saturday at 3 p.m. We do a little thing like this. It goes like this. And after I say it, you say it. We will rise. We will not fall. Yeah, we go on. We go on. From the new day, we will rise. We will not fall.
So, Pete Harding is doing a good chant and leading a verbal charge. He's overdriving his mic a little bit, so we had to back away from the PA system. But boy, the whole town must be able to hear this. They're playing this over a serious speaker system. So this is really awesome. Once again, we're across the Buffalo Bills Stadium here in Buffalo, New York, covering the protests in support of business owners who have been unlawfully shut down by a dictator in Albany. One man killing this whole state. And he's not going to have an easy time doing it because there's a lot of people here who are really, really, really fired up. So we're going to wrap up this audio blog for now. We're going to get some more on this posted on the website. Thanks for following on the Derek the Freedom Streamer. I might have to do a double blog tonight. So for now, I'm going to sign off. Derek the Freedom Streamer across from Buffalo Bills Stadium. Hundreds of people are here supporting freedom. A great crowd. Phenomenal.